SBS Radio.
Well, I took my family to watch the air show that there was, showing the amazing abilities of the Israeli Air Force, which was very nice. Air show that there was, showing the amazing abilities of the Israeli Air Force, which was very nice. And I celebrated also my birthday with my family, and we had a barbecue, and it was very special. And the celebrations go on. The opening of the American Embassy was very much a part of that celebration, and I was the analyst on CNN during the entire ceremony for more than an hour, being interviewed by Becky Anderson on CNN broadcast around the world, and I have friends who watched it here in Australia.
So you've commentated throughout the opening of the embassy, the new embassy in Jerusalem. How did you feel about it?
It was very exciting as an American and as an Israeli to see the two countries that I love so much working together in such a beautiful kind of way, with America recognizing what's been our capital for 3,000 years there in D.C. and David City, and recognizing the reality that there is, I think, can lead toward there being a peace process that there hasn't been before.
The price was high in Gaza. There were lots of casualties, lots of death. Could it be avoided?
Well, first of all, let's not connect those two things. They happened to happen the same day because the Hamas wanted to exploit the attention that there was with Donald Trump's daughter Ivanka and her husband Jared Kushner being in Jerusalem for the ceremony. Initially, their protest was supposed to be the following day, which is the day that they mark the what they call the Nakba, the catastrophe from their point of view of the formation of a Jewish state surrounded by all the Arab states. Could have been avoided had they planned better, had they realized what extent Hamas was going to be sending children and sending many of their own fighters. 50 of the 62 killed were Hamas.
We are talking to Gil Hoffman, chief political correspondent and analyst of the Jerusalem Post, and you are listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. The opening of the embassy, we're all talking about Jerusalem, the status of Jerusalem in a future peace negotiation or peace agreement. Do you think it will have any impact on a future peace agreement?
Yes. Look, this is a new opportunity to make peace, because Donald Trump has a different approach. He's not repeating approaches that have failed. For many, many years, they used the approach of trying to bring the Israelis and Palestinians together. Bill Clinton, in particular, tried, and he found that the maximum that the Israelis were willing to give and the minimum that the Palestinians were willing to accept did not intersect. Well, there's only two approaches left to solve the Middle East conflict. There was the approach of Barack Obama, who, from the point of view of Israelis, tried to put an inordinate amount of pressure on the Israeli side, and that didn't work either. That leaves only one approach left, which is putting pressure on the Palestinian side. That has not been tried yet. It is the only approach that has not failed. And perhaps it can succeed. And I think that people who want there to be Middle East peace need to be giving Donald Trump a chance.
What do you think will happen now as far as the peace process? Do you think the Palestinians are willing to come back to the negotiating table?
Look, right now there's not enough pressure on them from the international community to do that, which is, I think, very mistaken. But there is pressure on them from Saudi Arabia, for instance. And the Saudis are telling Abbas, we're sick and tired of you missing all these opportunities. You're hurting the people of Saudi Arabia. The people of Saudi Arabia want to have relations with Israel because Israel is the top economic power in the region and the country closest to the United States. And by not having open relations with Israel, our people are being hurt, and they're being hurt because of you. We're sick and tired of waiting for you to make peace. The offer that you were given in 2008 by Ehud Olmert, 100% of the West Bank with land swaps, thousands of refugees coming to the final borders of the state of Israel alongside a Palestinian state with unlimited refugees, and Jerusalem being divided with the old city internationalized under the control of five countries, the United States, the new Palestinian state, Israel, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia. That offer that our Prime Minister Ehud Olmert gave to Abbas and he turned down will never be made ever again. And the offer that'll be made now with Donald Trump will be less than that. And the offer that'll be made with the next president will be even less than that. Time does not work in the Palestinians' favor. The Arab leaders are telling Abbas, you need to come to the table now. And from the Israeli point of view, after Abbas, there'll be chaos. Chances are there'll be a leader who's even more anti-Semitic than him, who's even more of a letdown to his people. And so perhaps this is an opportunity that can be taken advantage of.
We are talking to Gil Hoffman, chief political correspondent and analyst of the Jerusalem Post. We can't talk to an Israeli political correspondent without mentioning Iran. What's happening there now?
Well, there's a new opportunity with Iran as well. The world made a deal with Iran that the overwhelming consensus of Israelis believe was a bad deal, that would facilitate Iran getting nuclear weapons in another 7.5 years when the deal expires. And now that's going to be changed. You've got a president of the United States who realized how bad a deal it was and pulled out of the deal. Europe has maintained the deal for now, but in a matter of time, shortly, they're going to have to decide whether they want to continue doing business with Iran or doing business with the United States. And I think the choice will be obvious. And then there'll be pressure on Iran to make a deal where they will have to stop their nuclear weapons program forever. And that will make the world much, much safer.
And do you think at the moment there is existential threat on Israel from Iran?
Not yet, no. They do not yet have a nuclear capability that would threaten Israel. And we don't want to let them get there. Right now, they have 130,000 missiles and rockets aimed at Israel from Lebanon under Hezbollah, and which is recognized around the world as legally as a terrorist organization. And that is a problem. And we cannot let them have a similar situation in Syria, and that's why there have been purported Israeli strikes to prevent that from happening, and then admitted Israeli strikes on Iranian bases over there. I personally think that the security situation is going to calm down now. Perhaps there'll be skirmishes on the border with Gaza for a little bit longer, but that's about it.
Gil Hoffman, chief political correspondent and analyst for the Jerusalem Post. Thank you so much.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.